Today's news is a circus. Luckily, you've got Steve as your ringmaster. Here's Steve.
Well, as we said, they're going to continue to tie themselves in knots, they being the Democrats and their those in charge of carrying their water from the traditional media. But House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler is working to authorize a subpoena to obtain a full unredacted report from Special Counsel Bob Mueller. Of course, that's illegal because the grand jury testimony and names have to all be redacted to follow existing U.S. law, as well they should, because those that are named but are not actually charged with a crime do not need to have their names dragged through the mud and tarred and feathered, but that's what the Democrats would do. They'll do anything. They're desperate at this point. They're flailing because the Mueller report came up empty. Nadler said yesterday he has scheduled a markup for tomorrow and that he will authorize a subpoena for the Mueller report as well as special counsel's underlying evidence. The markup, by the way, according to CNN, would give the New York Democrat the green light to subpoena the report. Though Nadler has not said he would do so, but they had given a deadline of today, April 2nd, a random deadline. It has no authority in law, nothing. They'd put forth this deadline saying they had to have the report by today, April 2nd, the entire thing. And AG Bill Barr said, you'll have it mid-April when I'm done redacting the things that cannot be released publicly. The House Judiciary Committee also expected to vote to authorize subpoenas for five former White House staffers, including Don McGahn, the White House counsel, Steve Bannon, Hope Hicks, Reince Priebus, and Ann Donaldson. Nadler says they have received documents from the White House relevant to the special counsel's probe and the committee's investigation that would waive executive privilege. They're desperate. They have to find something. They've wasted 2.5 years or more of our time claiming there was collusion, claiming there was obstruction of justice, claiming there was something here. The markup for the subpoena comes after the deadline they set for today. Barr sent Nadler and Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham a letter Friday saying that he was working with Mueller to finish redactions on the report and make it public by mid-April. We've talked about this. Barr said he was redacting four types of materials from the report, including grand jury material, sensitive intel material, information from ongoing investigations, and the one that I consider, as I just mentioned, the most important, information that would unduly infringe on the personal privacy and reputational interests of third parties that are not named as criminals in any way. But the Democrats don't care about that. They don't care about the wreckage left behind as long as they win. That's the bottom line, as long as they win. We have an obligation to read the full report, and the Department of Justice has an obligation to provide it in its entirety without delay. This is what Nadler wrote. If the department is unwilling to produce the full report voluntarily, then we will do everything in our power to secure it for ourselves. He wrote that in a New York Times op-ed because this is all political. He didn't write that directly. He put that in the New York Times in an op-ed. The New York Times published it in a desperate attempt to remain relevant. The New York Times among the biggest offenders that had led the world to believe that there was obstruction, that there was collusion, that there was conspiracy, that there were crimes committed by the president or the people close to him, none of which turned out to be true, none of it. We require the report, wrote Nadler, first because Congress, not the Attorney General, has a duty under the Constitution to determine whether wrongdoing has occurred. Well, you had a special counsel for that. He goes on, the special counsel declined to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment on the question of obstruction, but it is not the Attorney General's job to step in and substitute his judgment for the special counsel's. Actually, it is his job as the top law enforcement agent in the United States. It is his call because under the special counsel statute, the report is given to the Attorney General, not to Congress, not to the president, not to the Supreme Court, to the Attorney General. Doug Collins, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, accused Nadler of setting an arbitrary deadline for the report, which he did, as well as asking Barr to release material that would force him to break the law, which he's not going to do. Collins wrote this yesterday. It's unfortunate that a body meant to uphold the law has grown so desperate that it is patently misrepresenting the law, even as the Attorney General has already demonstrated transparency above and beyond what is required. You see, Barr didn't have to do any of this. He could have kept the entire report to himself and said nothing to anybody and said there are no charges, there are not going to be any charges, and left it at that. But that's bad politically for the president, because then these fools would run around and claim all sorts of nefarious behavior on the president's part, which they've done for 2.5 years, and able to produce zero corroboration, zero. We do, however, have a connection between Joe Biden and the Ukraine and Hillary Clinton in the Ukraine and Hillary Clinton and GPS Fusion, which, by the way, firms tied to GPS, Christopher Steele, and others were paid $3.8 million by a George Soros-backed group called the Democracy Integrity Project. The cute name, huh? It's a nonprofit that receives funding from Soros. It paid firms tied to GPS, Fusion GPS, and Christopher Steele $3.8 million in 2017. Tax filings show the Democracy Integrity Project provided its research to, quote, government entities, whatever that means. The group's original founder, a staffer for Dianne Feinstein, has described it as a shadow media organization that helps the government. A shadow media organization that helps the government. That's how it's described by its founder, who used to work for Dianne Feinstein. This coming from the Daily Caller. This is, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be one revelation after another. And the jig is up for a lot of these folks. The jig is definitely up. That's why they're in full-on panic mode now, worse than they've been previously, and they've been pretty bad previously, and this is getting worse. But there's nothing in the report, nothing to substantiate the accusations they've made, nothing to uphold these incredible stories of conspiracy and collusion and obstruction. It's just not there, and the panic continues. It's not going to settle down anytime soon. 52 after on The Steve Gruber Show.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.